Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Zach sent me a note and said, Steve, a story you've talked about has been updated and it actually is getting pretty interesting. And this is cool. It's always good when you see somebody who figures out a way to fix a problem in their own special way. And they're not going to sit around and wait for the government to solve their problems for them. So this is from CBSNews.com. The squatter hunter takes aim at illegal tenants across California. Joy Benedict wrote this, and the man we're talking about has taken matters into his own hands when it comes to squatters, using his own experience with the illegal tenants to help homeowners across the state of California. He's been nicknamed the squatter hunter, and he gives squatters a taste of their own medicine as he looks to drive them out of the homes they've taken over without any real threat of legal consequence. He says, all I'm doing is becoming a squatter and flipping the process on them. I figure if they could take a house, I could take a house. And that's unfortunately what people are driven to. Because let's suppose you own a property and you're putting it on the market to sell it. You've moved out. You're preparing it. And your realtor comes by one day and goes, somebody's living in your house. So you call the police and the police go over there and say, excuse me, people, do you belong here? And they say, yeah. We met a guy off the internet and he gave us a lease. See? And they present the police with a lease. The police go, well, they got a lease. Just go to court. Well, by the time you go to court, these people have got 3-4 months of free rent, if not more, depending on what state you're in. And right when they're about to lose the case, they disappear in the middle of the night. And by the way, they trashed the house. And so I've had people say, could you take the matters into your own hands? And there's things you could do. And one of them is this. This guy breaks into the house with the permission of the real owners. And so the real owners aren't going to complain about him breaking into the house. So are the squatters going to complain? And it turns out a lot of times the squatters just go, you know something? We don't want to live with this guy. And they move out. So he's been busy taking back properties across the West Coast for the last year, starting his mission after a squatter invaded his mother's home that they were trying to sell. In response, the man had his mother give him a lease for the home so that he could move in legally and make things uncomfortable for the squatter. And he says, I'm not going in. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not kicking them out. I'm not throwing them out. Instead, he's just turning the tables, figuratively speaking, forcing the squatters to go to court in order to fight to get the property for themselves, which, of course, they can't do. Because when presented with competing leases, one from the real owner and one from somebody else, the judge goes, well, gee, obviously the one from the real owner to the owner's son is the one I'm going to enforce. Since posting his first video on YouTube more than a year ago, the man's been able to do it more than a dozen times. The guy's my hero. He's absolutely my hero. He makes his way into the homes occupied by squatters, squatting alongside them until he can force them to leave. He brings cameras, recording every moment as he creates as many minor nuisances as he can until they get fed up with him. And see, here's the thing. He's legally there. So if they leave for the day, he can haul their stuff out in the front lawn and leave it there. He didn't steal it. He just put it on the front lawn. It's right there. You want it? It's right there. He says the issue is not isolated to California. And believe it or not, the United Nations estimates there might be as many as a billion squatters worldwide. I'd be curious about that, but I suspect there are countries where the property records aren't kept so accurately. So as he continues to fight on his own terms, he's pushing for lawmakers to make things more official. Squatters' laws never were intended for residential properties. They were never intended to support breaking into someone's house. And there are some states, I've read recently about some states that are passing laws, I think Georgia and Florida might be looking at this, about passing laws where if you make the allegation that someone is living in your property illegally, they will expedite the legal process. Because I can tell you right now, if you have me file a lawsuit, Oakland County Circuit Court, Michigan, how long is it going to take to get to trial? Months to years, depending on what type of case it is. And if you mean by actual get a jury trial, yeah, it's going to be quite some time. And you don't want to leave your house in someone else's possession for a year while you're waiting to go to trial. So they need to have an expedited docket, or what they sometimes call a rocket docket, where they say, oh, this is simply a squatting allegation. This is easy. The parties who are in this case can come into court on Monday. And meanwhile, the court will send a clerk down to the register of deeds to see who really owns the property. And if you want to overcome that, if you want to say, no, even though the plaintiff says he owns the property, I still have a right to be there, you better have something really convincing. And the funny part is that people will show up with leases that they may have been ripped off. They may have been, okay? So you're looking for a house to rent. You're poking around the Facebook Marketplace because you know how accurate that is and honest, too. And so on Facebook Marketplace, you see a photograph of a house and it goes, house for rent, $1,000 a month. You go, that's not bad for that area, $1,000 a month. I didn't say where the area is, right? Could be in a swamp. And so you call, is this still available? The guy goes, yeah, it is. I'll meet you out there. So you go out and you look at the house. The guy's got keys. The guy's got keys. He lets you in. You walk to the house. It's empty. The guy goes, yeah, I bought it as an investment, and I'm going to be, I was thinking about selling it, but I thought, you know, in this market, I'll wait. I'll just rent it out. You want a one-year lease? Here you go. Give me a security deposit, first month, last month, that kind of thing. And you hand that guy the cash, and he disappears. Oh, and he gave you the keys, though. So when the police show up and go, you don't belong here. Get out. There are some people who go, but Steve, don't you feel sorry for the people who fell for that scam? There are times in this world where I feel sorry if people got ripped off, but not to the extent that it overcomes the sorrow I feel for the people who are really getting ripped off. Because you and I both know that the person who moved into that house with the bad lease is out a couple $1,000s. And when this person gets ejected, the true owner of the home is going to be out more than that, way more than that. And so you got to look at it and go, okay, it's a problem. And perhaps there should be a little more homework being done by somebody to figure out if they're dealing with the actual person who might actually own that property. And this problem does occur more in areas where there are a lot of vacant homes on the market. So in an area where real estate turns over very quickly and a house goes vacant and it gets sold, or tenants move out and new tenants move in, it doesn't happen as much. And so what I think happens is I suspect that the bad guys drive around and look at areas, and they go, you know, there's a house that's obviously empty right there, and there's no for sale signs in front of it just yet. So we can do that little scam we do, where we run the ad on Facebook Marketplace. So the man here contends that there needs to be a clearer definition between tenant rights and squatter rights. And see, that's the thing. If you have a legitimate tenant, let's suppose that you have a house that you are renting, you decide to do it as an investment, and you go, I'll rent you this house for $1,000 a month. I didn't tell you where it was. It could be in a swamp. And some people are going to go, Steve, why do you think it's funny? Because anytime I mention a number or a figure in a hypothetical, people argue with me. Where can you rent a house for $1,000? Dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, let's say you are a legitimate landlord. You own a house as an investment, and you rent it out for $1,000 a month. You give somebody a one-year lease, and they're paying their rent on time. And then one day, you decide on a whim just to kick them out. So you show up one day, you knock on the door, go, excuse me, I've changed my mind. Get out. But you've got a lease. Lease is a contract enforceable by the courts. And so you do have tenant rights then. Now, if you go to court and the judge asks the landlord, why do you want this person kicked out? If they go, well, he hasn't paid rent in 6 months. If that's true, well, then, yeah, out. You didn't pay rent. There's still going to be a little time frame there, but out. But if the guy goes, oh, I just changed my mind. My girlfriend needs a house, so I'm ousting this guy to move my girlfriend in. Have you seen her? She's hot. There's certain things you can and cannot do as a landlord. But if there's a written contract in place, so yeah, you go into court, you hold a contract, Your Honor, I've got a lease that says I can be there. So there are legitimate landlord-tenant squabbles that take place in court. But when somebody makes the allegation that this person is squatting illegally, that could either be they moved in on their own and just claimed the house for their own. Believe it or not, there's people out there who think you can do that. And or the other one is where somebody moved into a house because someone told them, I can rent you this house. Well, you know, the fact that you are being mulcted, it's a real word, look it up, doesn't mean that the landlord doesn't have the same rights, or the owner doesn't. It's still their house. Okay, so it's just, think of it this way. If I was out walking around one day and I saw a pretty field and I said, I'm going to sit on this pretty field here and have a picnic. And me and 25 of my drinking buddies are having a picnic, and you look out your front yard and go, what are these yahoos doing in my front yard? And you walk out and you excuse me, sir, and I'm so drunk I can barely speak, but I go, yes? And you go, why are you in my front yard? And I go, oh, I just saw a beautiful patch of grass here. Looked like a great place for a picnic. We've already set up our blankets. We got a bonfire going right down the middle of that rose garden. The kids are already doing a three-legged race. We've got gunny sacks set up for the sack race. You can't kick us off your lawn. Yes, you can. So feel as sorry for you as you want for the people who paid the money and got the lease and moved into a home where they're being scammed. They're being scammed. That's one victim, okay? If you let them stay against the rights of the owner, that's two victims. You're creating another victim, and the legal system does that. So they need to have an expedited process to get these people out. Meanwhile, this man is my hero. He says it needs to be separated outdoor squatting. They have criminal tenants. They can serve civil process and move this process along faster. So until then, he plans to continue helping as many homeowners as he can, pushing out those who don't belong. And see, the story originally, when I heard it, when he did this for his mother, I thought, you know, there's a good son. There's a good son. And he did it for his mother. And apparently, other people contacted him and said, look, dude, can you do that for us? We'll pay you. And here's the thing. Many people would have time to do this because they've got jobs to go to. They've got other things to do with their lives. And so if this guy's making money doing this, it's the perfect solution because he's the perfect guy to do it. And if he has the time and the inclination to do it, it gets good results. And you got to admit, this is one of those things where you're looking at it going, he's like the hero we need right now. He is the squatter hunter. He takes aim at illegal tenants across California. I'm surprised they haven't turned this into a reality show on Fox yet. But CBSNews.com ran the story. Joy Benedict wrote it. And Zach sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. We work to become, not to acquire.